Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. Founded in 2007, HITRUST Alliance collaborates with privacy, information security, and risk management leaders from public and private sectors to develop, maintain, and provide broad access to its widely adopted common risk and compliance management frameworks. The HITRUST approach provides organizations with a comprehensive information risk management and compliance program to provide an integrated approach that ensures all programs are aligned, maintained, and comprehensive to support an organization's risk management and compliance objectives. In other words, and of particular focus for today's podcast, will be HITRUST's assurance certification that physicians may see from some technology vendors. What does this certification mean, and how can you use it to ensure you are choosing the best safety technology for your practice? You'll hear from Michael Parisi, Vice President of Assurance Strategy and Community Development at HITRUST Alliance, who will explain more about the certification and what it means in the industry. We'll begin with a brief description of what exactly the HITRUST certification is and the process that vendors go through to achieve the certification.
HITRUST certification provides organizations with a level of transparency and comfort over security and privacy posture, right, that organizations have in place, based off of a comprehensive framework that includes all the necessary and most common regulations, right, that we need to ensure compliance with, in addition to other standards that organizations should have in place relative to security and privacy. It allows them to provide those assurances to their stakeholders. The assurance process itself has multiple steps, and it all starts with a risk assessment. As we know, not all organizations are created equal relative to the amount of risk that they may introduce into, for example, physicians' practice to patients themselves. So it starts with undergoing a risk assessment process to understand what is the risk profile of that organization and the services that they are providing. And from there, it will dictate what level of assurance they should pursue and provide to their stakeholders in the form of a particular assessment and attestation.
Michael also says that vendors are required to update their certification status after a certain amount of time, though the length of time may be dependent on the type of assessment they undergo.
They do undergo what we refer to as a validated assessment or certification. It requires an update annually. The certification itself is good for 2 years. However, every year, they must provide status on their corrective action plans. So if there were any gaps within the environment, they must also indicate whether there's been any significant changes within the environment of that particular third party relative to security and privacy.
Okay, how do physicians see if a company has the certification?
Sure, so there's multiple ways. You can ask the third party directly, of course, as to whether they have a certification or an attestation. We also offer a service that we refer to as the HITRUST Assessment Exchange that physician practices, or what we call participating organizations, can subscribe to and then submit all of their vendors or third parties to that exchange. And we will then return the results as to whether they have assessments in place and the details behind those assessments.
Up next, Michael describes how the HITRUST certification fits into a practice's risk management and compliance strategy.
When we think about risk management and compliance from a practice perspective, there's naturally a lot of things, right, that they need to take into consideration. I have an extreme passion in healthcare, and I always bring it back to the ultimate risk that we're focused on, which is the potential loss of human life. So understanding the risk profile of those third parties is critical to make sure they're not introducing risks that could potentially contribute to that. So what's important for them is also making sure they have enough time to focus on care delivery, right? The last thing that they really should be spending their time on is privacy and security related to business partners. So by leveraging assessments, it gives them that level of comfort that they need around security and privacy relative to those stakeholders, and allows them to focus more time on their day-to-day jobs, which is providing care.
And finally, Michael gives his take on the greatest cybersecurity threats facing independent practices today.
what practices are being faced with today is naturally they're distracted by everything that's going on. Again, they need to be focused on care delivery. When you think about our caregivers on the front lines, not only are they distracted with the influx of patients and things that they need to do, but they're also distracted mentally and personally and worrying about their coworkers and their friends and their families. So as a result, unfortunately, the threat actors are trying to take advantage of that distraction. And all it takes is letting our guard down, not purposely, right, unintentionally, and we can expose ourselves to those bad actors. So one of the most important things that organizations are having to do in today's day and age is to onboard third parties quicker. When you think about things such as bringing on more manufacturers of medical devices, when you think about protective equipment, you know, practices have been able to, they've needed to go out and source additional third parties to provide them with that equipment to actually deliver the care. However, in order to onboard those third parties quicker, oftentimes the security and privacy diligence is what falls down or gets kicked down the road to say, we'll go back and evaluate that. My biggest concern is if organizations don't have a strong third-party vetting process in place, such as leveraging the high-trust third-party assurance program, then what are they letting in the door that they have exposed themselves to some months down the line?
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with me, Michael. And thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.